Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting third. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gibson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Sam Gibson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Wingard. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ernie Wingard. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Sisler moves to second. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Heilman trying to get to third. Miller throws the ball into O'Rourke, who tags Heilman for the out. Fothergill moves to second. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fothergill tags and moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mainisch, who is chasing the ball. Wingard reaches third base with a triple. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Wingard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Wingard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Mainisch is hit by the pitch. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mainisch moves to third. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to home to get Mainisch. Woodall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Warner reaches second base with a double. Williams throws the ball into Wingard, who tags Warner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Woodall scores. Gibson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Heilman reaches second base with a double. McManus goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hyne Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Wingard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Leo Dixon. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball towards right. Heilman catches it and throws to first to double up Bennett. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve O'Neill now catching. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rice moves to second. George Smith now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. O'Neill moves to second. Sad Sam Jones pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerber bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to third for the out. Melillo moves to second. One out. Wally Shang pinch hits for Ernie Wingard. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang strikes out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to third. Gerber moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Tavener fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Wally Shang now catching. General Crowder now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to third. Williams moves to second. Spencer Adams pinch hits for General Crowder. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Otis Miller pinch hits for Spencer Adams. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sisler scores. Williams scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 4, Browns, 4. Al Wingo now playing center field. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Woodall moves to second. One out. Art Rubel pinch runs for Larry Woodall. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Warner hits a line drive towards first. Sisler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-4 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rubel scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Blue steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. McManus moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart fires over to first and Sisler drops the ball. That's an error on Sisler. McManus moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Heilman steals second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. Heilman scores. Fothergill moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-4, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-4 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Bassler now catching. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang strikes out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.